RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every Tuesday, we do a segment called Commanders Rewind. We're going to play the clips from the game. London Fletcher is on the call with Bram Weinstein. That's not the part you're going to enjoy, but we also break down the game. Took a second look at it yesterday. Here are two themes I would like to get to during today's Commanders Rewind, and then a bonus third point that we'll get to at the end. Number one is the refs were actually bad, and a lot of you were complaining about that, and we'll talk about that, because the officiating was bad in this football game. It's not the reason they lost, but the officiating was bad in this football game. And then number two, I believe the players on this defense individually have talent, which is kind of a hot take after whatever that was. I believe there is individual talent on this defense. Why is it not being put together? Why is it not turning into a cohesive whole? Why are they not playing with the juice and camaraderie they played with last year on their way to the NFC title game? These are the questions. Let's go into Commanders Rewind.
Time for the Commanders Rewind. Bringing back the best and worst moments of the game. The Commanders lost. Now, we're going to make you listen to it. Again.
Another one. Commanders are 3-4. That's not a bad record in the NFL. You're one game away from getting to 500. Certainly the fact that they play the Chiefs next influences this a lot. First drive, Dallas goes long. Marshawn Lattimore gets a pass interference penalty. I'll just be blunt with you. I don't like that penalty. I don't like giving out 40 yards on a pass interference penalty when it's not a blatant pass interference. Sure, you slow it down. You see the tug. That's a pass interference. He doesn't turn his head quickly enough. I hate giving out 40 yards for a pretty minor infraction. We need a 5-yard pass interference penalty or something. I don't know. It's a lot of yardage to give to set the tone for the game. I don't like the call. Dallas scores first off. Second drive, Washington has 4th-and-3 at midfield. They go to the line. They are aggressive. By the way, I fully think they're going for it here. I don't think they should, because this offense isn't clicking yet. We'll get into Jaden Daniels in a minute. My bonus point is going to be I think Jaden Daniels should play Monday night. We'll dive into that. But they false start. I think that bails them out of a call that wasn't going to work and was going to tilt this game in Dallas's favor real fast. Instead, they punt, and man, the special teams have been a bright spot on this year's team and continued to be.
Way's punt is on its way. It's going to go over the head of Turpin, lands at the 2, bounces straight up in the air. They got a race to get to it before he gets to the goal line. And it's a terrific play by Percy Butler, who grabs it just before it goes into the end zone. It's going to bury Dallas deep at their own 1-yard line.
That's a heck of a play by Percy Butler, who makes good football plays. Let's establish that theme early. Percy Butler is not a bad football player. This is not a referendum on whether he's good at football or not. He is good at football. Is he great at football? Nah, none of these guys are. That's why they play defense for the Commanders. The cupboard was bare. You got to fill it with somebody. They got Sam's choice safety, Percy Butler, back there. Is he bad? No. Is he good? Also, no. You can work with that, especially if you're a head coach who's a defensive specialist. We'll get into that in a second. Daron Payne, freaking good at football right now. Bring it home, Daron.
Stop by Percy Butler grabbing the ball at the one straddling the goal line. They're going to start with a run play right up the middle. He's at the goal line. Daron Payne has grabbed Javonte Williams. Is that a safety? It's right at the goal line. Let's see what the referees say. They're standing on the goal line. That's a safety.
This.
It is. Safety for Washington. Daron Payne makes the first big play for the defense.
Great play by Daron Payne. And it starts just destroying the block of a tight end. You cannot block Daron Payne with Schoonmaker. That's stealing. That's cheating.
Yeah.
We need a big play.
Let's go, London. Daron Payne having himself a day. We'll hear his name called again. All right. Commanders score coming back. They get some nice runs from Bill on this drive. It's kind of the last time we call his name all day. He is off to a good start. Cliff Kingsbury with the first 15. It's an emphasis. Let's start fast. They do. Bill's rolling. Two drives. One, they get to midfield. False start on the 4th and 3. Second one, they go the distance. Zach Ertz finishes this off. This is a good start.
James got Jeremy McNichols to his right. Two wide receivers to the left. Looks that way. Scans back. Running out of time. Dancing. Throws back to the end zone. Wide open at the goal line. It is caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. Zach Ertz.
Shout out to the offensive line and the protection. And Zach Ertz and his craftiness just continuing to work and find an open spot against his own defense of the Dallas Cowboys.
It's Commanders Rewind. Let's break this down. By the way, Cowboys ran a lot of man-to-man coverage, which shows they didn't respect the receivers. Why didn't they respect the receivers? Probably because one of the receivers was somebody named Robbie Chosen. Do you know who Robbie Chosen is? I don't know who Robbie Chosen is. He's played for a long time. Doesn't mean he's good. The man-to-man reflects that. Let's get to the rewind portion of Commanders Rewind. All right, so it's 8-7. You're off to a good start. Dan Quinn doesn't have to go for two. You don't have to even out the numbers this early in the game. Dan Quinn, though, is reclaiming this mantle. I am an aggressive football coach, and I go for it. And so he calls a Jaden Daniels run, because a Jaden Daniels run never misses.
Here they are going for two. Daniels asks Luke McCaffrey to move a little closer into the right. Play action. He's going to run. Gets a block from Jeremy McNichols, but he's pulled down from behind. Terrific play by the corner, Daron Bland. That looked like that was going to go. Bland makes the play, trips him up, and it'll keep the score at 8-7.
So this is the trend this year. It's not that Jaden Daniels gets hurt a lot. It's not that he's inaccurate. Those things can be true. The receivers are dropping passes. We'll get to a Zach Ertz drop in a second. Very uncharacteristic. Jaden Daniels has really been bottled up as a runner this year on multiple occasions. Packers game, they swarmed him. Cowboys game, they're swarming him. This is more than just, you remember kind of when the early running quarterbacks came into vogue, your Kaepernicks, your RG3s, they left a linebacker spy, watch the quarterback, stick with him wherever he goes. This is different. They're collapsing on him like Tony Bennett defense style. When he gets out of the pocket, it's not he is being spied, because he can beat guys one-on-one. He is being collapsed on. The Packers started this. We've seen it a few times since. It's a move that can be beaten by throwing the ball well downfield to receivers who can scramble. He doesn't have that trust, right? And we talked about that. Guys sitting down on routes where he's expecting them to go. The chemistry isn't there with the receivers. He can't beat this until he can reliably throw the ball downfield to improv receivers. And he can't do that right now. It's a big issue for Jaden Daniels. Zach Ertz drop on the next possession sets up. CeeDee Lamb, this is one of many times we'll call his name.
Was there mistakes too, London? You know, 4th and 3, they were going to go for it, had a false start, and then a drop by Zach Ertz on the last drive ends up in a punt for Washington. 1st and 10 for Dallas, and Dak wants it all again. Throws to the middle of the field, caught CeeDee Lamb in between defenders. They knock each other down, and CeeDee Lamb is going to walk into the end zone for a Dallas touchdown. That is a 74-yard Dak Prescott to CeeDee Lamb score.
That's not good. Bobby Wagner gets burned there. Marshawn Lattimore is not just bad on this play. He is making other players bad by taking out Quan Martin on this play. It is one thing to not be good. That's fine. That happens sometimes. He is actively making the players around him worse. You gotta bench him. They're just, I don't have any other solutions. I'm not going halfway here. You have to bench Marshawn Lattimore. You have to make the statement. That's not good enough, because it's not. Quan Martin chases him down and tackles him. If he doesn't get blocked by his own guy, Lattimore's losing his mind before halftime. We'll get to halftime. You gotta bench this guy. There's no other solutions there. Now, I said the officiating was bad. I also said it's not the reason they lost. This is the first of two clips here where the officiating is bad.
First and 16 from there. Here's a snap to Prescott. Looking left, right, back in the middle. Running out of time. And this time, Jacob Martin is going to pull him down to 35-yard line. And a sack for the Commanders' defense.
Yeah, this it starts with the coverage on the back end. When the coverage has been good, the pass rush has been able to get to Dak Prescott.
And it wasn't. He ripped Dak Prescott's head off. Quite literally. Grabs him, pulls it off, and you go back and look at the replay. He didn't do a face mask. He grabbed him around the waist. It pulls up about the shoulder level. Dak's helmet was on too loose. It pops off. If I'm a quarterback, I'm going to start wearing my helmet loose if I can get 15 yards on that. What does replay exist for if not to fix obvious and glaring mistakes? This is an obvious and glaring officiating mistake. This is a big moment in the game. Cowboys just got 15 yards instead of having to punt. What do we have replay for? Somebody remind me. We all see it. It's quick. It's obvious. Fix it. Why do we have replay? I don't know. We'll get back to that eventually.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Second quarter, they're fine. It's 17-8. Things are fine. They have good players on defense. Bobby Wagner is a good football player. I promise you. I shouldn't need to explain that. Dorrance Armstrong before he left, good football player. Frankie Louvu, you watched him be a good football player last year. In this scheme, he's still a good football player.
Prescott takes the snap. They'll go back to the run. Met in the back of Frankie Louvu. Finds Javonte Williams all the way back at the 35-yard line. Loss of four.
Frankie Louvu, baby. Way to make a play. Come with a blitz off the edge and a timely play call by defensive coordinator Joe Witt.
Why does Noah Igbinoghene not play anymore? I don't know. I don't know the answers to these questions. Things are weird on this defense. Noah Igbinoghene played last year. He got a lot of penalties. He was fine. Why does he not play? I don't know what's going on with this defense. There are good players. They're not playing well together. The mojo's not there at all. Dan Quinn's trying to force the mojo, which is what I'd do too if I were the coach. It's not there. You got to do something. You got to shake it up somehow this week. I'd bench Lattimore. You want to bring Witt down, bring Witt down, whatever. You don't want to be his boss. Make him do something. You got to do something. Commanders get the ball back. Things are still fine here, by the way. They choose to go for it on 4th and 5 from midfield. The way the offense is playing, this is ill-advised. That said, it also didn't go well.
9-point game. Had a lot happen in the first 19 minutes and 1 second here. 10:59 to go in the half. It's 17-8. And Washington's going for a 4th and 5 at the Dallas 46. Ertz and Bates to the left. McCaffrey joins them. Dallas brings 5. Jaden has to get rid of it towards Zach Ertz. Outstretched left arm. It is incomplete. Knocked away by Marquise Bell. But there's a late flag thrown in the backfield.
Offense number 72. The penalties declined. The result of the play is a first down for Dallas.
And it's Josh Connerly.
They did not get the first down, and there was a holding penalty as well. Those are the plays you have to convert to get Jaden back to running the ball successfully. He scrambles. It's a timing route. It's Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz is single covered because they are obsessed with the Jaden run on this play. Why didn't Jaden run the ball? Because they would have swarmed him. He would not have got any yardage. You have to throw the ball to beat that defense. They cannot throw the ball right now. Jaden's inaccurate. The receivers aren't on the same page as him. They're dropping balls. It's an issue because it's costing Jaden the ability to do what he does best. You're seeing that trickle-down effect, and then you're seeing it go to the run game as well, where guys are keying on Bill. This was a long half of football. This first half took a really long time, and so will Commanders Rewind. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. So we have a problem here. The problem is I got to rest my voice. I got to be monotone. I got to be measured because I'm losing my voice. Happened over the weekend. We're getting it back. And by being careful with my voice, we can make it to the end of the show. But also, it's Commander's Rewind.
It's Commander's Rewind.
I get fired up during Commander's Rewind.
I mean, how can you not?
I love football. I'm not going to apologize for loving football. I'll apologize to my voice later, but I'm not going to apologize for loving football.
Don't apologize, MP.
We got a whole rivalry football game to get to, and we got to get to it. I told you at the start of this segment, the defensive players on this team are good. They are. Johnny Newton, good football player. Javon Kinlaw, I didn't like the signing because it was a lot of money for a guy who's been fine in two places. But he's been fine in two places, and he's been good in D.C. The sum of the parts is way less than the parts right now. Here's Daron Payne making his impact felt.
Washington brings 4. Dak steps up, has time, has to dump it off, and that got batted down by Payne again at the line of scrimmage. Back-to-back plays. Daron Payne getting his left mitt up and knocking it down.
What I love about this is they come and they have a simulated pressure. They see Dak sees all these guys up along the line of scrimmage. He's thinking they're about to blitz, and then they drop out and they play zone coverage, and that forced him to hold on to the football, and that allowed the pressure to get to him, and Daron Payne knocking that ball down.
When the pressure's on, this team is good. When the pressure doesn't get there, they get shredded. It's a secondary problem. They have good players in the secondary. Mikey Sanristil, good football player, right? We all saw it last year. He's developing. He's good. I am convinced that Trey Amos is a good football player. Lots of people tell me Jeremy Reeves is a good football player. I believe them. He made a Pro Bowl. Quan Martin, good football player. What's going on back there that there is zero chemistry at all? A year after, they overachieved because of chemistry. It's a head-scratcher. And that's where we're at right now. That's what Dan Quinn has to figure out. Brandon Aubrey, stupid good at football. He can make a field goal from anywhere. It must be nice to have a kicker who can make it from anywhere. I'm not mad.
Brandon Aubrey on for a 61-yard field goal attempt. Snaps good, holds down. Kick has plenty of leg, and that is good. This guy is unreal. 61-yard field goal for Dallas extends their lead to 22-8.
It's not hard. Just go find a soccer player. Pay him money. Let him make field goals. Why is this so difficult? Why can we not have a good kicker? I don't know. I mentioned the officiating was bad. Here is the other moment where they're, you know, these guys are going to get worked up. I'll give you my take afterward.
So Trussway on to punt again. Standing at his own 5-yard line, Kevontae Turpin at his own 33.
Oh, that's nice.
And now, that's offside. I think they got an offside call against Dallas. Trussway and Jeremy Reeves are giving like a high five to one another. I think they kind of induced something from the Cowboys there. Was there like a hard count or something from Way?
Whatever it is, one of the Cowboys'
four officials
team, jumped off sides.
Four officials are standing there.
Ball start, offense number 69. 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
Wow.
So they're saying, let's see, the Tyler Ott.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
that's a terrible call.
That is a terrible freaking call. We just saw it on the replay, the television copy.
What happened?
All he did was move his head up. He didn't touch the football. He didn't jerk the football or anything.
I hate being a contrarian. All right. I don't mind calling this penalty in this spot because the reward's so big. It's a first down. The long snapper, Tyler Ott, cannot do fake movements to induce the other team to jump off sides. So Tyler Ott, in the course of duty, puts his hands on the football, puts his head between his butt cheeks, looks back. Trussway, you good? Then looks back up, gets ready for the snap. Somebody taps him. He snaps it. As he does his, hey, Tress, you good? Tress is good. And instead of coming back up, he goes, whoop, and like brings his head back up real quick. It's a sudden movement. It's clearly designed to get them offsides. Don't sell me that's a natural movement. He's trying to get them to jump offsides. I don't mind. Like, is it the most flagrant thing ever? No. Should they have jumped offsides? Absolutely not. You got to know the situation there. It's fourth and five. It's a first down if you jump. It's fault to the Cowboys for jumping. You should never jump in fourth and less than five. We dealt with that a couple weeks ago on this end. I don't mind the officials saying there, like, anything even a little bit fishy, we're getting it out of the game. Like, because it is. It's a quick movement. It's designed to get them to jump off sides. It worked. That said, the officiating was bad. Is this the time to mention it? No, because you just got worked by the Dallas Cowboys. Remember, it was like 4 years ago. They played in Carolina. They lost by a zillion. After the game, Jason Hatcher, y'all remember Jason Hatcher, goes on this big rant. Do you know why we never get any calls? Because the refs hate the name. They hate the name Redskins, and they want it to change. And we're never getting any calls because of that. And say what you will about that. I'm not weighing in on the merits of that. I'm just saying the wrong time to make that point is after you lose by 40 points. You get worked in Dallas, spare me. Spare me with the refs were bad. They were bad. And also, no. We're not going down that road here. Come on. Things are not bad on the offense at this point. Jeremy McNichols, good player. Bill was struggling to get going at this point. Bring in McNichols, he's bringing you some energy.
Second and three. Handoff. Big hole up the middle for Jeremy McNichols. Spins away from Kenneth Murray. Bounces off another defender at the 10. 5. Out of bounds at the 2. What a run by McNichols.
All right. This sets up. This is the high water mark of the game here. It's 20-15 after this play. Jaden Daniels runs it in. Everything's in front of you. You get the ball to start the second half.
Now we've got some late substitutions here. Washington lining up. Bates and Sidet to the right of Josh Connerly. Bill is the back. Bates goes in motion to the left. Snap to Daniels. He keeps. Follows Bill. Crosses the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! What a drive in the two-minute drill!
Great play call and sequence. Great execution. Nice block at the point of attack by John Bates. And Jaden Daniels does the rest, finding the end zone.
It's 20-15. It's halftime. You're getting the ball coming out of the locker room. Things are fine. You're going to score 30 points. It's enough to win an NFL football game. The defense isn't great. The defense is about to get significantly worse. On the other side of this break, you're listening.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code Apron20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
To 9-10 the fifth. I'm mad, but I can't yell. Those are the rules. I get that. I'm mad they give up this touchdown. I'm mad that they throw a long pass. Everybody knows they're going to throw a long pass. Marshawn Lattimore looks like he looked during that Tampa game in the playoffs last year. Just looks like he does not know what he's doing. Looks angry that he doesn't know what he's doing. Looks confused out there. Has given up a long pass. I'm mad about that because everybody knew that was coming and they didn't stop it. But what I'm really mad about is that the Cowboys, having beaten Marshawn Lattimore, good for you, you beat Marshawn Lattimore, we're all happy for you. They're going to get 3 points at the end of the half. They're going to steal 3 points. It's going to be 23-15 going into the locker room. And I'm not happy about that because they're stealing 3 points. So they call a run. Javonte Williams. They call a run. Run in the middle of the field, set up the field goal, put it right where Brandon Aubrey likes it, in the middle of the field. This is the play that makes me the maddest.
A 45-yard pitch and catch. First and 10 Cowboys. They hand it off here to Williams, who breaks the tackle. He's down in the free at the 20. They have a touchdown-saving tackle. If they can get him down at the 2, he drags Quan Martin from the 10 to the 2-yard line. And because he got pushed out of bounds, it stops the clock with 13 seconds left. It's going to be first and goal.
He's basically begging them to tackle him. That's his job. Get a few yards, get tackled, kick a field goal. He just keeps running. Nobody tackles him. He just keeps running. And that's the Commanders' defense right now for you. In a situation where the other team is not actively trying to score a touchdown, they scored a touchdown.
First and goal at the 2. In motion, Jake Ferguson. Here's the snap. Dak's going to throw for it. Steps back to the 10. Now steps up, fires into the end zone. Jake Ferguson, the goal line caught. Touchdown, Dallas.
Yeah, not much more to say there. That's where it goes downhill. That's where it unravels. Whatever you want to say about it is brutal. You go into locker room 27-15. Dan Quinn, you see the look. He's mad. He said after the game, that can't happen. The long pass. The run that wasn't supposed to be a long run, but was a long run. You bend, and then you break on the goal line. That's where this game's lost. The rest is just window dressing. And then the starting quarterback gets hurt.
Play clock's down to 5, and the referees finally allow Jaden the time to snap it. From a pistol look, 1st and 10, he gets it. Looking left, pumps, lost the ball, came out of his arms, and that's a turnover, a fumble. Jaden pumped right, and as he was cocking his arm back, the ball just came out of his arms and is recovered by Dallas.
So right now, we don't know what Jaden's status is. We're just speculating on it. What we know is Marcus Mariota's fine. He's not going to beat the Chiefs, obviously, and he couldn't beat the Cowboys. Let's finish it off. Here's Marcus Mariota. This is a great play until it's a very bad play.
3rd and 6 at the Cowboys' 38-yard line. McNichols on to the right of Mariota in relief of Jaden Daniels, who injured his hamstring earlier in the quarter. Here's a snap to Mariota. Pressure right up the middle. Mariota gets away from it. Pulled from behind on his jersey. Buys time. Throws it up, and that's picked off. And it's being run the other way. That is Deron Bland. Tyler Biadasz gave it his best to try to catch him. He won't. He's gone. Pick 6, Dallas.
As when I checked in with the VCU box score and saw that they were shooting 25% from the field and just kept it moving. On to eventually the Broncos-Giants game, which was a good finish. It was over. That's where Commanders Rewind ends. You don't need to hear anything after that. It was all just running out the clock from there. 44-22, the final. Here is the defense's problem. The defense is a collection of players who are not great players, but were serviceable last year, held together enough to get Jaden Daniels across the finish line. Let him be Superman. This year, Jaden Daniels is not Superman. Everybody sees that. The defense is not actively making plays, making his life easier, and appears to not have the camaraderie and the energy that they had last year. Whose job is that? Ultimately, it's the coaches. Last year, Bobby Wagner helped instill that. He's still there. Hopefully, he can do that this week. Ultimately, it's the coaches. They got to get these guys on the same page. They got to get these guys ready to play. And if they can't do that, I think we need to have a very serious discussion in a few weeks about why we have a defensive-minded head coach in a league that rewards offensive-minded head coaches. This is the moment where having a defensive-minded head coach is supposed to pay off. Jaden's struggling. They're dropping passes. He can't run. But he still gets you to 15 points at halftime. You should be in this football game. They're not in this football game. That's what needs to get worked out this week. To me, there's no Jaden referendum. Jaden's fine. We'll get to Jaden in a second. I think he should play Monday night. There's a Dan Quinn referendum coming, though, which is, why is this defense not as good as it should be? And because this defense isn't as good as it should be, everything else is looking worse, too. Jaden got you 15 points. It's not great. He could have done better. He could have done more. But it's not nothing. It's 30 points in a football game, and you weren't competitive in that football game. It's an issue right now, and it's a big issue. Jaden Daniels. Let's talk about Jaden Daniels for a second. They are keying on him when he runs. They are collapsing on him when he runs. Tony Bennett pack line defense style. They're collapsing on this dude. And they're doing that because they don't respect the pass game right now. And they don't respect the pass game for a lot of reasons. Jaden has been inaccurate. He's not hitting at 100% right now. And also, the receivers have been bad. We saw dropped passes as well. There's plenty of blame to go around. And also, injuries have been a very real factor. And injuries will continue to be a factor because Noah Brown's not coming back, because Debo seems to be playing hurt, because we don't know when Terry's coming back. Injuries are a factor here. I'm not going to pretend they're not. At the same time, if Jaden can't run, he can't be Superman. He got you to 15 points. That's probably about as good as you were going to do. You have to figure out how to get this passing game sparked somehow. And also, Jaden's not going to practice this week. He's not going to be able to build that chemistry. I think Cliff Kingsbury's calling good plays. I don't think it's translating on the field. Jaden's not in sync with the receivers. Receivers aren't in sync with Jaden. Receivers are dropping passes. Jaden's throwing inaccurately. It's a big old medley of things going wrong. That said, I think you've got to let him play through it. I think you've got to let him figure out that chemistry, build that chemistry, because you're not getting practices. Get the games. Get him the opportunity to do that. It will pay off in future years. It's adversity right now. It will pay off letting him on the field to do that. All right, after the game, broadcast crew sat down with head coach Dan Quinn. DQ was not happy. This is what it sounded like.
Coach, this first 2-game losing streak, what has it changed to get you guys back on the winning track?
Yeah, a lot. And
for one, turnover margin. You know, I thought we had a lot of penalties today. London had some drops. You know, those are things that, like, man, we have got to get handled. And good teams don't do those. And so, like, we've got plenty of work. We're the ones that dug ourselves in. We're the ones that are digging ourselves out. Others want to make a case on injuries. I'm here to tell you, man, that, that is not it. And more than capable of playing a hell of a lot better, and we need to.
You knew this was a tough challenge with their offense, the way they had been performing this year. What did you think of the defensive play of this team against that offense today?
You know, it was the end of the half. I thought that was, you know, one that, like, can't happen to get into that space. You know, like, those were the ones that, you know, we can't live in that space and expect to play well. So allowing a score at the end of the half, man, that ain't going to get it done.
The Cowboys defense, they came into this game being a high zone type of coverage, yep, type of team. This day, today, they decided to dial up a little bit more pressure, yep, a little bit more man-to-man. Was that something you guys were expecting?
No, we were definitely more expecting more of the zone. But that's, you know, like, that's ball, man. Like, we got plenty of stuff for man and zone. So, like I said, we the one that dug ourselves in. We got lots to get better. But others, like I said, want to make it about an injury. They're like, and that is not the reason, you know, we did not perform to the level. You know, we have, like I said, turnovers, drops, and penalties, and just honestly, we the ones that got to get it right. And so we the right people to do it, but it stinks.
We've got to get it right. We'll look at everything. It's not acceptable. That's your Dan Quinn hat trick of sound bites there. What's going to change? You know what I think. I think Marshawn Lattimore needs to get benched. This defense is not playing with the chemistry they played out last year. That's the number one thing they need to reclaim. If you take away nothing else from today's Commanders Rewind, take this with you. It's not bad players. They're not good players, but they're not bad players. They can get back to average. And you need to give Jaden the chance to win games. You just have to be average. And Jaden will figure the rest out. I believe in him. You're in Kansas City. It's a tough game against the Chiefs. Some would argue it is a non-winnable game against the Chiefs. I'd argue you take your chances, because a win in Kansas City would do so much for you. It would erase the Cowboys game entirely. I'm letting Jaden sling it. I'm letting him go out there. I'm letting him run. I'm letting him sling it. If he can. If he's medically cleared, of course. He's got 6 days. We'll figure it out. That's Commanders Rewind. We do Commanders Crosstalk as well around here. AWOD Radio joins the program, breakdown all things Commanders and Jaden Daniels related. On the other side, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.